listening to Time Out for Sports with Joe Smith.
A weekly wrap of local, state, and national sports happenings all summer long.
On News Talk 96.1
and AM 1370 WGCL.
Now, here's your host, Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer, Joe Smith.
And welcome on board, everyone, along with all of our sponsors. Our producer tonight, Jim Ritter, and it's hard to believe that school in the MCCSC will be starting on Monday, RBB, the following day, and it is football time on practically all levels with the Colts moving into camp, and of course the high school's getting ready to start. Kevin Wilson and his crew will be welcoming back the newcomers and the veterans next week, and we thought we'd talk a little high school football tonight on Time Out for Sports, and kicking things off with the veteran head coach of the South Panthers, Momoriarity, now entering his third decade as a head coach, 18 of them now, in two stints at Bloomington South. And Mo, thanks for dropping in a little bit. Well, we were just kind of talking about the fact that it May 28th, I think, was the last day of school. 8 weeks later, now you're getting ready to go into the high school football season. My golly, it's a quick summer, huh?
Every summer gets a little bit quicker, but, you know, it's always an exciting time when you're getting ready to start practice, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, what we talked a little about, and it was, about a year ago when you had a pretty good feel of the work ethic. Of course, you had a lot of seniors last year, but that being said, you went to camps, you had good weight training before that, 7-on-7 and things of that nature, and it clicked all the way to what was an outstanding campaign. Tell us about your summer this year with your team, what you were allowed to do and how things have been going.
We've had a good summer. You know, Eli Cook is our strength coach. This is his second year now in our program, and I think he does an outstanding job developing our kids, just not the strength part, but all the other, you know, necessary things you need to be a good football player or just to be a good athlete. Sure. And so he's done a great job. And then, you know, we went to the IU camp this year. We spent a day over in Columbus with Columbus the East, and Edgewood actually was over there. So we've got out and competed against some other schools. So, you know, we've had a good summer, and we're, you know, excited and ready to start the season.
Well, you know, that's when and the chemistry is already building, and we talk about this 2015. But before we do that, certainly the foundation was laid. I mean, you came to us, back to us, Bloomington South a couple of years ago after a couple of woeful seasons, and something that, Panther fans and everyone associated with Bloomington South not accustomed to. You kind of turned it around, obviously, and last year was magical. Co-conference Indiana champs, sectional champ for the first time in a long while, regional champion, and all the way, within a down or two of playing for a state championship. What'd you take away from that as you step back, and what the kids that are back for you this year that are seniors take away from it?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing is I think our kids realize that we can win a state championship, and that doesn't mean you're going to, but it is a goal now that we set, and I think we'll set every year going into the season. And I don't think you can ever win something if it's not a goal. And whether or not we do win a state championship, it is a goal of ours. I think it's the players think it's attainable, and I think they come every day working hard to try to reach that goal.
Yeah, is there any question about that? And we talked about the Panthers. It had been a while, 08, since the first sectional championship came their way, and then actually their first sectional since 01, and the regional title even later than that, I think it was 1999. Well, that being said, the football realignment was made through 2017 back in May by the IHSAA, Mo. Not a whole heck of a lot of change. You look at the sectional, Martinsville out, B&L out, and you now include a nice little four-teamer. I say nice because those Terre Haute schools are getting real competitive, and along with Bloomington North.
Yeah, I you know, Joe, I kind of what I look at a lot of times is your sectionals. I also look who you play in the regional. And like you said, there's not a lot of change. The Terre Haute schools were If we won our sectional, we'd play them in the regional. So they've kind of switched it up a little bit, but it hasn't changed that much. And you're correct. I mean, the Terre Haute schools are much better, and obviously makes our sectional probably more competitive. But I still think that the road to the semi-state is about the same, and that's always your goal, to try to get in that position to play, to have an opportunity to play for a state championship.
Well, you beat Martinsville last year for the sectional championship, and mentioning one of the Terre Haute schools, Terre Haute South, who, by the way, is ranked fifth in the preseason Indiana Football Digest top of 15. Mo, you're right in front of them at number four. New Pal, Columbus East, who Bloomington North opens up with on August 21st, the same night you kick it off against BNL, Fort Wayne Snyder. Some of the usual customers: Decatur Central, Mishawaka, Castle, Harrison of West Lafayette, and Whiteland, the top 10. Doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, and I tell you, I think Terre Haute North's a team that is probably under the radar. They were really young last year, and I was impressed with their team, and they've got a lot of their really good players are back. So I think they're another team that's they're going to have to be reckoned with in 5A.
Mo Moriarty joining us. Another season of Panther football embarking for the Southside folks at Huff Memorial, although the Panthers, I think that was the first game you had. Well, I know it was, because it was down there, and it's that was 2 years ago, BNL. That was your first game back here on the second trip through football happenings on the Southside. You got Martinsville at home, the Cougars, on the 11th of on 9/11, boy, isn't that something. Southport the following week, Terre Haute North, and Perry Meridian. That's your home schedule.
I like it. You know, I think if you look at the teams coming in, Martinsville, Bloomington North, Terre Haute North, I mean, there's some good football teams there, and I think, obviously, it's got to be exciting to our fans to be able to, you know, to see those teams come in here and play.
Well, Moel, as they say, school, what caught your eye, again, going back to some of the competition that you've had during the leading up to the fall camp, what's caught your eye about this this bunch here?
Our defense is really good. I don't think that's – I'm not trying to overstate that. No. I don't think it's a real surprise. We return, you know, with – Tommy Richardson, Sam Helm, Devin Buckman, those are all state caliber type players. And behind them, you've got Barrel and Peterson that started every game last year. Worthen started. Alex Fry started. We've got a lot of kids back that played a lot of football. And so, you know, right now, without question, that's the strength of our football team.
You know, breaking it down, and Devin Buckman, just an outstanding all-round athlete. You know, we can remember here this past May that great run that Phil Klusner and the baseball team had all the way. Well, they just were a game away from playing for a state baseball championship. Devin, of course, was playing the hot corner at third. Now his senior year, but, I mean, you know, he's a big time impact player for you.
He just creates so many problems for any center. You're going to see teams, and you know, most teams are shotgun now, and they're going to struggle because he is extremely difficult to block. He's very quick, he's athletic, he's strong. I mean, he's got everything that you need, and he's just going to create a lot of problems for a lot of teams.
Well, he had 70 total tackles, and he's on the preseason All-State defense, according to Indiana Digest. Well, just got my copy today, so that's what we're alluding to. And there's one other Panther, but before we get off Buckman, and you just alluded to it, and, you know, you've seen it now for a few years, even, at all your stops as far back as 10, 15 years ago, teams are spreading it out, and the need for speed, talking about defense, you better have it or you got problems, huh?
Games change, you know. It's a rarity now when you line up, the team has a tight end. I mean, it's just people are spreading it out all over the place, and you just have to, you know, your defense, and I mean, I think every single guy on your defense has to be able to run, or you're going to get they're going to find that guy that can't run, and it's going to create problems for you.
Well, we're talking a little about Devin now in his senior year. What are you going to list him, about 230, 35 or so?
He's probably more 220, 225.
Slimmer than that.
Yep.
Cat quick, we know that. He's got deceptive speed, doesn't he?
Yes.
Tell you another guy, too. And, ever since he strapped on that silver helmet for you, as a freshman, Tommy Richardson, only a junior. I've been trying to, you know, not wanting to, but it just seems like he's been down there for so long. Talk a little about Tommy, and you alluded to some of the key players. That linebacking corps ought to be something else again for you.
Well, the thing about Tommy, besides being a really good football player, he's a great person. You couldn't have a better kid for the face of your program. He's the leader of our team. He's a junior, and that doesn't happen very often. But, he started every game since he was a freshman. Yeah. So, and I think when somebody works as hard as Tommy does, kids are going to follow him. They're going to look up to him. They're going to respect him. So, again, he's the leader of our football team, and really probably one of the better leaders I've had in coaching. It kind of reminds me, it goes all the way back to a kid by the name of Nathan Potsikoff that played Nate way back Potsikoff. And went on and played at Princeton. But that's kind of who Tommy reminds me of. He's just, he's a natural leader, and the players follow him.
And he spreads himself around. And by that, I mean he was on the baseball team. Of course, he played for JR. Came in and wanted to play basketball. Well, we talk about Buckman, but it's so key that we see. And it's kind of interesting because mentioning Bloomington South and Bloomington High School, Mo, we put in Bill Armstrong Jr. and Kevin King. King, of course, a South grad, but Armstrong was back for Bloomington High School. But, boy, it's hard to find three-sport standouts that excel in all three anymore. But those two were they were dandies.
They were, and I think that's just a pretty good example of Bloomington South. You've had a lot of those athletes that weren't only good in one sport, but excelled in other sports as well.
Well, we're talking football with Mo Moriarty, 20 past the hour right now, and we'll continue along and look at some more impact players, some guys that Mo is counting on. We touched on a couple of keystones in that defense, Devin Buckman and, of course, Tommy Richardson, and we'll take a look at some newcomers and also talk about the offense. And as you know, last year a lot of firepower has graduated. They've gone on and will be playing at the next level, including quarterback Bryce Stancomb, who played, by the way, in the North-South All-Star game here recently. We'll be back with Mo. Have lots more. You're listening to Time Out for Sports on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Welcome back, everyone, along with our sponsors, and one of them being the Barbecue Train, the Shortstop Food Mart, and all of our in-studio guests receiving those tasty little tidbits from the Barbecue Train. Don't forget the choo-choo. It's kind of moored there, and they got a real nice situation now with the place where you can go indoors and eat, but they got the best barbecue in town. That being said, our Employee of the Week, Aaron Vargas this week, out at the corner of 10th and Smith. You know, before, and Mo Moriarty joining us, getting ready, he and his staff, for another season of Conference Indiana and South Panther football. You know, as we mentioned, a lot of great memories, and now we move on from last year to this year. Before we leave the defense, and we were talking about the linebacking core, another kid, Sam Helm. I remember when you stuck him in a key game, and all he does, and all he did, at least in the games that we broadcast, is make tackles. He's got a nose for the football.
He does. You don't really, it's not something that you coach. It's just, I think if all great players on defense have that, ability to get to the football, to know where the ball's going to be. And, he led us last year in all of our defensive points. And, he's, again, I think with him and Tommy, I think that's hard to beat, period.
You know, and again, it's preseason, and you'll find out more once the pads go on. And, the first practice coincides. Remember when teams used to be in camp, a week out or so, and here you go to school on Monday, And you get them, and practice starts. And what, pads go on Wednesday or so, or you is going to wait and see?
It's Wednesday or Thursday. I'd have to. You got to check all that. I know helmets only Monday. That's,
right.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking about right now.
What? So we look at who's all back defensively, and as you mentioned, I think if we added them all up here, you got about eight defensive starters that played in that Cathedral game, and that was a stingy defense that your defensive coordinator Gabe Johnson worked with since you've been back. And you two talk a little about the relationship you've had with Gabe and how that's just really clicked, and it's only gotten better as both of you expand your coaching careers.
Well, I think what's important, Joe, and I think it's why when you see college staffs, when a new coach comes in, he brings his staff with him, and at all, you know, college, pro, and, you know, the fact that Gabe and I were together at Carmel for 5 years, you know, you develop a relationship, but at the same time, you go through, it's not just the good times, you go through all the tough times together, and by going through tough times, I think you grow. You learn how to do things. You learn how to do things better. So, you know, coming into the program here where there was a lot of work that needed to be done, obviously having him take care of the defensive side of the ball for me has allowed us, I think, to, you know, probably be a little bit ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and that was a very stingy defense. I think it was less than 18 points a ball game. Maybe it wasn't that high, but it was awfully stingy at the right time of year. You went on a nice run and had that seven-game winning streak. And, you know, as you mentioned, it's just great that, you know, the ball's back being hiked and points are being scored and points are being denied and you're winning championships again, and that's about what the tradition's about. Yeah, before we talk a little offense, you mentioned Gabe on the defensive side of the ball, your coordinator. How about your staff? All the guys back again? And that was the key when you came back. You brought everybody back from the old days.
It is without question. You know, one of the things I think that is a positive for us right now is the entire varsity staff is exactly the same as it was last year. So you've got some consistency. Everybody, you know, it's another year that you understand a little bit more how we run our offense and our defense. So it only helps our kids because they're hearing the same things. They're not hearing somebody new or something new. And really at the freshman level, we have the same coaches there with the addition of David Shunk, who's not new to the program. He's been in the program for some time. And so, you know, those are all, I think, real positives for our program. Again, turnover at staff at any level, over and over again, you're not going to see probably a lot of wins, a lot of success.
Well, I tell you what, you'll be an interested onlooker, and isn't that the key thing, though? I mean, it's key to see how the pieces fit together, and you're going to have to fit some pieces together. Let's talk offense because, well, we can just—it's a litany of guys that have graduated that are going to play at the next level. Bryce Stancomb, Keenan Franz, Richard Williams. I mean, quarterback, receiver, running back, and three guys that had fantastic All-State seasons last year.
There's no question that was a great group of seniors. You know, I don't think any of us could have predicted what was going to happen last year. And you know, again, like you said, several of those kids are going to go on and play college football. So there's no question we lose an awful lot of our offense.
Well, that being said, you're going to be, I guess, just to underline a word, younger.
Yes, no question.
you like youth. Sometimes they are chomping at the bit. And, you know, you go back to the feed schools in the South. You go back to last year's freshman team, the JV. I mean, you know, you've had success. So it's not like you're opening up the old cupboard and it's bare.
No, and I think, you know, we have really good numbers. You know, we're right about 85 kids in the upper three grades right now. And so that's always a plus. You know, we're totally two platoon. And again, and I've said it many times this summer, we're going to be young offensively, but we're talented. And so, you know, we've got a chance. And I think the thing that helps us is we're having a strong defense. If we're smart offensively and we don't turn the football over, we're going to have a chance. So I think that this year, probably more than any other year, it's just going to be imperative that we protect the football.
And again, the success from last year, not to continue to dwell on it, that was last year, but those kids got a feel of Panther football back on the map in the state, let alone, you know, the county. You know, you won Conference Indiana, sectional, regional. I mean, that's got to be a hidden key.
I think what it does is, you know, once they've learned what it takes to win,
sure,
they know how what it feels like to win, and so that effort's there. I don't think that we have to spend a whole lot of time coaching effort. Now we just got to make sure that we're getting the right kids in position to make plays on offense that allows to win games.
Well, that being said, and Mo Moriarty joining us, Mo, of course, will take care of the offense like he has for so many decades and years of South football. That being said, let's go with some of the, we'll not label them impact, but they'll have to be ready to go. Guys that are ready to go, but who are some of those that you're counting on here early season offensively? And let's go up front the offensive line.
Well, Sam Knight was a starter. I mean, he didn't start every game, but he rotated, and then at the end of the year he was starting. So, you know, he's one player back up front that is, you know, a really good player. And then really, Joe, it's probably the deepest I've been up front. There's not a lot of separation. It doesn't mean that's the best we've ever been up front. It'd be hard-pressed to be better than our last year's line was extremely good. We're hoping to try to reach that level. But we'll just, you know, other than Sam, most all the other guys are still kind of competing, and which is a good thing. But there's several guys. There's we have Tyler Allgood, who's mm-hmm. pretty good. He's there. I've got Garrett Hickman, who's going to be a really good player for us, a sophomore. I've got Gage Rowland. I've got Chase Dixon. I've got Justin Jackson, Isaiah Morris. Charles Black. I mean, there's a lot of kids that can play up front. And so I think in time we'll be okay.
Why, who's going to snap the ball for you this year?
Right now it's Charles Black and Tyler Allgood. They're really kind of, you know, it's in a battle right now.
And that being said, who are they going to snap it to?
Right, well,
get that spread offense.
It's going to be Gavin Yeske. He's a sophomore who was, you know, quarterbacked our freshman team last year to a 7-2 record, almost went undefeated. He's had a really good summer. Last year as a freshman, you know, he's not only in football, he started on the freshman basketball team, started on the JV baseball team. So he's a good athlete, and I really think he has a chance to be another one of outstanding quarterbacks that Bloomington's had several, and I think he may be another one of those guys.
Well, he watched a young man in Bryce Stancomb. It was nice to see that Bryce on his way, of course, to the University of Indianapolis and the Great Lakes Valley Conference, by the way, and played for the South All-Stars and did well in his time in that ball game. But here was a kid, and you mentioned Yeske, watching and learning a young man in Stancomb that didn't make a whole heck of a lot of mistakes. I know we talked forever about the no interceptions and the number of passes and the efficiency of which he worked your offense.
No question. And, you know, Gavin, our thing with him is Gavin doesn't have to win the football game for us. You know, there's enough – we have enough skilled players, talent there that he just got to get the ball to the right guy. And we don't expect him to be Bryce. We don't expect Gavin to throw 30 touchdowns this year. You know, but I think – what we have to do is make sure we put Gavin in the best position possible for him to be successful. And that's our job as coaches. And he's a kid he's a smart kid. He's very athletic. He runs extremely well. And we'll do some different things with him that will help him out.
So you have some untested kids that are chomping at the bit, as we mentioned. Running backs. We mentioned Richard Williams departing and all of his touchdowns and yards per carry mark. Keenan Franz caught a zillion passes and just missed a 1,000-yard season. He was in the touchdown in the end zone he was 16 times, but running back, wide receiver, top candidates right now.
Well, Marquise Holt.
Holt's back, yeah.
Played a lot. He's had a tremendous offseason. And I think a lot of people, when they watch us play, they're going to think Richard didn't graduate because they look about the same size, mm-hmm. both quick.
But very quick.
And so, we don't feel like Marquise is like a newcomer. You know, we feel like he is a really good back, that he's got some experience. He'll do extremely well for us. We had a young man move in. His dad's one of the assistants at IU, Mike Paycheck. The son is Christian Paycheck. He's just a sophomore, but big kid, about 6'1", 200 pounds, really good athlete. So he gives us a big back, you know, that's going to be really, I think, going to help us down the road for sure. And so, again, I think we're pretty well set back there. I think we'll be okay. And then receivers, we just, you know, we've got some kids that have waited for their time. And from, you know, you've got Jeb Drew, Jordy Jackson, Cole Dabb, Chase Dabb's little brother, Nick Mobley, Chris Bamba Jr. We've got several, you know, guys that are just, again, been waiting for their shot, and now they're going to get it.
Is there going to be much competition? You lost, some guys in the kick game, special teams, but since we're kind of enveloping everything, is it Ari Bland?
Ari Bland is in the mix. Dobos is in the mix.
Okay.
He's back. And so Bamba's also doing some punting for us. So, we those things will all in the next few weeks kind of iron themselves out a little bit.
Well, again, what's on the early end? We'll let you go, Mo. We appreciate you dropping in for a little preseason look at purple and white football. Leading up to the opener on the 21st, what's on the agenda? I mean, what needs to be, how do you put your game plan ahead as you look to fall camp?
I think the big thing, Joe, in camp leading up to game is that you got to make sure that you really stress fundamentals. You can't get so far ahead of yourself worried about that first game. You've got to teach the fundamentals that allow kids to be successful at their position in games 9, 10, 11 in the playoffs. And if you're in a hurry to get ready to play that first game and you overlook the fundamentals, I think you're going to pay for it at the end. So really it's just coming out and let's be fundamentally sound. Learn our offense and defense and let the chips fall where they fall.
Well, I tell you, that's and he's a teacher of the game along with his veteran staff, and they're chomping at the bit as well to get the Football Panthers into camp, actually not camp, but into school. They'll be in school Monday bright and early, and then practice field down on the south side. Mo, the best of luck to the Panthers. Ought to be another exciting year. On the south side, as far as Bloomington North, Edgewood should have another banner year, Monroe County High School football.
Thanks, Joe.
Mo Moriarty joining us, and right now about 37 minutes past the hour, and we'll check out. Scott Bless, I believe, will be joining us. That's great to hear, and we'll get a preview of the maroon and gold as we continue our high school pregame show here on this final Tuesday of July. You're listening to Time Out for Sports on Newstalk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Welcome back, everyone. A steamer of a day. Final Tuesday of July. School starts, as we mentioned, on Monday. A little preview with Coach Mo Moriarty of the South Panthers. And waiting on the phone, the head coach of the Maroon and Gold, the Bloomington North Cougars, and Scott Bless. Scott, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, Joe. How are you?
11th year out on the north side. But, you've been chomping at the bit as well to get you and your staff ready for the maroon and gold. Talk a little about what you've been doing team-wise leading up to the start of school on Monday, Scott.
Well, I feel like we had a good summer. We had a couple of opportunities to test ourselves at team camp at IU, and then just last week had a scrimmage with New Albany. Besides that, we spent the summer with the focus of building a team. First, then we had the focus of building individual football players, and felt like we had a great summer from that standpoint.
Well, you know, last year you kind of hit that skid toward the back half of the year, and losing hasn't been, well, it's been the exception to the rule, and I'm talking about losing years, but you've always been, when those have popped up, you've always followed them up. A couple of years ago, you bounced back and you came a play or two away from playing for a 5A state title.
Well, you know, I think when you have a year like that, it makes you reflect and look back and see what you've got to get better on. And I think we did that as a staff, and I think our players have done a great job of that too. And you know, we're kind of looking to get back to the things that we've built our program on and try to be tough and fundamental and play as a team. And, you know, that's the biggest thing we've worked on.
Well, and I know you, ever since I've known you, Scott, you've always emphasized that word team. I mean, there's no I in team, and that could be as crucial a focal point to providing good things ahead for the Cougars here in 2015, huh?
Absolutely. And, our players have bought into that. And, you know, I think we've got guys that are constantly thinking about their teammates and what they can do to not only make themselves the best they can be, but what they can do to help their teammates from top to bottom get better. And if we continue to do that throughout the season, I think it can be really exciting.
Well, Scott, who makes you better? Let's start with your defense. That wins championships, and you've always been buoyed by some impact players, if you will, going into fall camp. And, you know, I'm looking at Caleb Brewer and Lawton Jastrzemski, Jack Bergler, Holden Jastrzemski, names at Henry Street. I mean, names that are familiar with Cougar football fans, and, your cupboard's not bare either.
No, definitely have a lot back on defense. You know, defensively, we like to play a lot of bodies so that we can play fast, and that'll definitely be the case. You know, up front, you mentioned Caleb Brewer coming back, and, he might be one of the premier defensive ends in the state. But along with him, we're gonna play some guys that have mostly seen their time on the offensive side of the ball. Logan Calvin, Braden Blake, Ty Stevenson, to provide us with some depth. Linebacker, you mentioned, that's probably a position where we've got some of the greatest depth on our team. You mentioned Jastrzemski. Throw in Connor Bryan, who, you saw our games last year. He was all over the place on special teams. He'll be kind of our anchor in the middle. And then also throw in Cameron Morgan, who will be coming back, getting a whole lot of snaps on defense this year. You know, started there as a sophomore, was more of an offensive guy last year, and he'll play both this year. And then secondary, we've got Abdurrahim Shirani. You mentioned Jastrzemski and Street in the secondary. Trey Butler got quite a bit of time last year. So we've got a lot of experienced players, and we'll mix in some young guys.
You know, you mentioned Cam Morgan, and when it was all said and done last year, he rushed for, he had a great year, almost 700 yards, 7 touchdowns. Who quarterback? Of course, Jack Smith is no longer around. He could have been a senior. He's out in Arizona, but you knew that going into the 2014 campaign. But talk a little about your offense. You were talking about Logan Calvin, who was a tight end, and Sean Murphy and Ty Stevenson. Heck, Scott, that was the left side of your offensive line last year.
Yeah, we return Stevenson, who really, we have to remind ourselves he's a junior because he did start as a freshman. And then Braden Blake will be a 3-year starter. Davis Hobbs at a guard is a returning starter. So we're real experienced up front. And then obviously with Cam coming back, Cam was on pace for a 1,000-yard season last year when he was our sole ball carrier. Delvon came back, we shared the reps just so both guys stayed fresh. So he's definitely capable of carrying our offense, taking a lot of pressure off of our passing game. Last year we probably passed to set up the run. This year we'll probably run to set up the pass.
Well, I was going to, you know, mention that. You, like Coach Mo, run the spread lab, and there are several teams, obviously, that have gone to that particular situation. You look at team leadership with a blend back. I mean, guys that know how you and your staff coach, but who's going to be some of the who's going to garner the leaderships of the Cougars this year, the leadership role?
When you look at a guy like Holden Jastrzemski, you know, he's a three-year starter coming in. He'll be a starter on both sides of the ball. You know, that's a guy that definitely takes a strong leadership role, you know, as does Cameron Morgan. But we also have guys like Blake and Brewer that, you know, may not be talkative speech-giver guys, but they lead with their example. You know, they lead by going 100% against each other. You know, and we've got guys, you know, a guy I'll throw out there, senior Todd Wooten. He's a guy you're going to see on the field this year. You know, he's the kind of guy that is constantly trying to make those around him better. Abdurrahim Shirani, that's a great leader. And we've got some leaders in the sophomore and junior classes, too. You know, it's not just limited to our seniors.
Scott Bless joining us tonight on Time Out for Sports. The Northsiders opening up with Columbus East. You know, I was glancing. I received my brand spanking new 2015 edition of the Indiana Football Digest. And outside of New Pal being top ranked, the team you open up with, I mean, in the What Else Is New department, Scott, you have Columbus East. But this year you catch them at home in our broadcast lid lifter on the 21st. But you got B&L, Terre Haute North, Perry Meridian, and Southport, all at Dennis Martin Memorial Field.
Well, you know, I like our odds knowing that you're going to be there. I think our guys always play harder when you're there. And so, you know, it's a good test with our opener. And, you know, definitely it's a game we've got to be ready for. They've been a proven success. So we got to be ready coming out of the gates.
Well, let's talk a little about who will be receiving the ball. Let's see right now, you know, Tony McKnight was a heck of a center for you last year. He graduated. Ty Stevenson did some snapping. Who snaps the ball back and to what quarterback?
Well, probably if we played tomorrow, Ty would be our center. You know, I think that's his natural position. He's a guy we've been able to take advantage of the fact that for a big guy, he's athletic enough to play any of the spots, but that's where he's most at home, and he definitely does a good job of controlling our line. At the quarterback, we've had several guys take snaps this summer. Trey Wilson took most of the snaps for us at IU camp and did a great job. Jordan McCoy and Malik Stump also have had a lot of snaps, and Holden Jastrzemski. So, you know, we've tried to make sure we've got some depth at that position. You know, we don't play tomorrow, so we haven't exactly established who will be back there, but Trey's had the most reps this summer.
Well, and you know, school does start Monday, and no, you don't get to, I mean, the season won't be starting on Friday, but it'll be here soon enough. What are your agenda items now? You bring them in, you've had good camp, you've had some good seven-on-sevens, and weight training has been good, I know, out of the north side. But now what's on your Cougar agenda list between now and opening night on the 21st?
Well, you know, I think this is the time of the year now. You know, during our summer, if you're there, you're going to get reps, and so now's the time that we kind of start sorting out, you know, who are going to be our Friday night guys, who are the guys that we need to get the most reps for, and get Friday night ready. Who are the next line of guys? So probably preseason camp for us is about personnel.
And, of course, again, the opener on the 21st at home against the preseason-ranked Columbus East Olympians coming in as the number two preseason number two ranked team in Class 5A. You know, we were talking with Mo too about earlier this sectional 15, Martinsville out, Bedford North Lawrence out. It has boiled down, and really no bargain, Scott, because both city high schools have to inherit both Terre Haute high schools. Talk a little about the realignment that's going to be with us through 17.
Well, if you look at our sectional, in the last 2 years, every team in our sectional has won a sectional. You know, us and Bloomington South traded off in our sectional, and Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South traded off in their sectional. So, you know, clearly we've got four good teams in there. And, you know, the other interesting part, and I think this is would be the first time in my time here, we're guaranteed that we're going to meet somebody again in the section. You know, it won't be a first-time meeting.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think that always makes it pretty interesting, and that's going to be the case for everybody.
Well, and that's you bring up a good point, because your final regular season game, Week 9, you play the Braves over at Terre Haute South. They are preseason ranked number 5 in 5A. And, right, you'd have to turn around and play them again.
Yeah, well, you know, regardless of who we draw, we've played them once in the season.
Sure.
So, you know, nobody will have any secrets, at least not too deep of secrets for anybody they meet.
Scott, you like this football team right now?
I sure do. It's a great group of guys to be around. I think they have fun doing what they're doing. And like I said, you know, I think they're committed to becoming the best team we can be.
How about your coaching staff? Of course, your defensive coordinator last year, your offensive coordinator, you take care of the defense from time to time. But Tyler Abel back, is he headlining your staff?
Actually, Tyler Abel's back as our offense coordinator. Tyler Melcher called our defense all last year, and he returns too. So it allows me to kind of be a position coach and you know, also at times roam around and kind of have a little bit of input on both sides of the ball.
Well, Scott, we hope you have a great year, obviously. We know it's been a short, only about 8 weeks vacation time, and, it gets earlier and earlier, it seems, every year, but I know you got a lot in the cooker, ready for winning football out on the north side. Hey, buddy, we wish you the best, and we'll be talking to you here in a couple of weeks.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot.
Scott Bless joining us, the head coach of the North Cougars. Scott enters season number 11 for the Cougs. And again, they'll kick off our high school broadcast schedule on August the 21st against the Columbus East Olympians. We'll be back to close things out. You're listening to Time Out for Sports on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Well, it's been great talking football, and it'll be here before you know it, along with school, obviously, starting in MCCSC on Monday and RBB on Tuesday. And our thanks to our guest tonight, Mo Moriarty and Scott Bless. And as we mentioned, they'll be meeting on 9/11, September the 11th of this year, obviously. And the game will be hosted by the South Panthers on 9/11. So expecting a lot of good stuff out of our city teams. You heard Jerry Bland a couple of weeks ago talk a little about the prospects of his Edgewood team as well. Hey, basketball related, Tom Crean was on board along with Danny Manning and Chris Mullen, Steve Alford, Tom Richardson of Vanderbilt, and David Rice, the new head coach at UNLV, earlier today, among others, on the Jim Maui Invitational. That'll be starting for Indiana. I have the bracket right here, and that will be starting for Indiana on Monday, the 23rd of November. It will be a 5 o'clock game on ESPN2 against Wake Forest. And again, Danny Manning is the in charge of the Demon Deacons. And Coach Crean was asked a lot of questions from how does Thomas Bryan change and make your team better. The fact that the he was there back in 08, but I tell you what, that was a completely different team, and rebuilding as Tom was in his first year. They got tattooed, the Hoosiers, but did beat Chaminade and came home with a little confidence. But this time around, you know, Seth Greenberg, who has done a couple of Indiana's games, called it the best, maybe the best backcourt in all of college basketball. And with that in mind, a lot of optimism on board. But the Hoosiers, of course, with Thomas Bryant and a few of his new teammates, we look for big things from the basketball team. That being said, the Hoosiers, the football Hoosiers, will be reporting next week on campus, and Kevin Wilson starting his fifth year as head coach of the Hoosiers, and the football activities will begin as the team will make make it into town. I keep saying in early August. August arrives on Saturday, that they'll be in town soon enough, and we'll be following that story as well. So the pads go on along about Wednesday, the first practice for the high schoolers on Monday of next week. And starting to wrap up things here on Timeout for Sports. Don't forget, we got Reds baseball coming up. 8:05 pregame, Mike Leake. Will this be his final game in a Reds uniform, taking on the Cardinals at Busch Stadium? In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tomorrow night at 6, plus Reds baseball at 8:05. And then the Reds go home Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All of those games will be carried here. 7 o'clock pregames for all. Again, our shortstop barbecue train employee of the week, Aaron Vargas. For all of our sponsors, including the Comprehensive Financial Consultants, David Hayes and his crew, and Royal South Toyota. For our producer tonight, Jim Ritter, you've been listening to Time Out for Sports on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Have a great week, everyone. See you next Tuesday night.